Welcome to the Family Rules Podcast, where we discuss family, relationships, marriage, parenting, and everything we've learned along the way.
And how to get through it all.
It's me, TJ Jackson, and with me is my wife, Frances Jackson.
Hola.
And we are here to give you some key strategies, tips, and rules on how to strengthen your family and help you and your family live your best lives. Right?
Sounds good.
Is that supposed to be live or lives?
You know, TJ, I'm not quite sure.
I'm going to guess lives because I think it's the rule is the last subject, the last noun before the verb.
You're going all the way back. I'm just going to say because it's plural, maybe go with lives.
Okay. Well, any English teachers out there, you can help us out. But on today's episode, it's a very special episode because today is our 13-year wedding anniversary.
Yes, it is. 13 years.
How does it feel?
Feels pretty awesome.
Good, right?
Yeah, feels good.
I wouldn't trade you for
anything. Sometimes I want to knock you out, but... for the most part, you're pretty damn awesome.
Well, thank you. And I know I'm not perfect.
No one is.
But I love you.
But the love is there. Easy, TJ. We have a podcast.
I'm looking at my wife's eyes, you know, like, okay.
We have a podcast to get through. Let's do this. Okay. Come on now. Stay focused.
Okay, so what we're doing is, wait, one more question. Is this what you thought it would feel like?
This is what I was hoping it would feel like.
Well, that's a good thing. It's surpassed my expectations. I would have never thought it could be like this. There's a nice stability in my feeling after 13 years.
I have to say it's very comforting.
Yeah.
It's a comforting feeling.
In what way?
Just to have the love that we have. It's like, you know, being married to your best friend.
Feels good, right?
Feels great.
So today's episode, we're going to answer questions that we received from our Instagram following.
Yes.
If you aren't following us on Instagram or on Facebook, make sure to do so. The Family Rules. We asked our community to ask us questions regarding our relationship.
And there's a lot of good ones.
So with that said, this is going to be a Q&A type of podcast, a special unique one based around us and our relationship.
And we're winging it. We haven't chose the questions yet. So we're just going to kind of...
Chosen.
We haven't chosen. Thank you, honey. I was thinking when I said that, I was like, oh.
Well, we're going to be on each other on today's episode. If people are going to listen to us, they need to hear English spoken the right way. Right? Okay. Anyway, here we go.
I'm ready.
Are you going to ask the questions?
I think we take turns. I'm just randomly choosing because there's too many good ones.
Okay, so randomly.
Why are you smiling so much?
Because you're funny.
Why?
You're just funny.
Okay, people. I'll try to get TJ to stay focused here.
Well, you are my wife and, you know, you're wearing those glasses that do something to me and, you know.
Most guys would not think glasses are cute.
I think they're really cute.
Okay. I have to wear them. I don't really have a choice.
In today's podcast, you have to wear them, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's go. You going to pick the first one or what's up? I think you should.
Okay. You want me to pick the first one?
Let's do it.
All right. There was a... Okay, I'm just going to randomly pick.
All right. Any day? All right, I'll go first.
No.
Okay, go ahead, honey.
Okay, I have a good one here. This is from McKay.Luis.
Okay.
And it's her question is, what made you and Francis's relationship so healthy?
I think really we had common beliefs. You know the phrase opposite attract?
Yes. And we're very opposite.
You think so?
I think we are.
See, because I was going to say, I think opposites attract initially, but I think it's similar people which can succeed and excel in relationships. We have similar viewpoints on many important topics.
I think so, but I think you learn to be that way. You're supposed to learn to compromise in a relationship. When you love someone, you want them to be happy.
Yeah.
So I think for us, we really try to work on ourselves.
I think another thing we do pretty well is we want to make each other happy.
Yeah.
Like even more so than ourselves.
And I So we, and you know, we're from two different backgrounds. We were raised differently.
So I'm from the hood and you're from the suburbs?
No.
Oh.
That's the other way around, honey. Okay.
Go ahead, friend.
But basically, I feel, okay, so getting back to the question, what made our relationship so strong and healthy is the respect and love we have for one another.
Mm-hmm.
Our willingness to make each other happy.
Yeah.
I don't feel good when you don't feel good.
Yeah.
And
well, me too. I don't feel good when I don't feel good either.
No,
I'm just fine. But what I think is important is that I truly get happier when you're happy. And there's a joy when you're happy. It makes me feel good. And I think that's important. I think if we can learn to put our significant other ahead of ourselves, it's not only a great thing for your relationship, but it feels good and it's good for your own being.
And it has to come from both sides.
Yeah.
Definitely. Don't just continue to compromise if someone's not willing to do the same for you.
Love it. Okay, let's keep it moving. So Issy Benbo wants to know, how do you keep the spark and not get bored of one another?
That's a good one. I like that question. I think that we're pretty good at spending time with one another. We're pretty good at making sure that we have that time to connect. And I also think that we are both willing to let one another know when we feel disconnected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's also, you know, you got to experience new things. And I think what's helped us is our traveling.
Yeah.
We've gotten to see and travel and explore new things together. And I think that's been a beautiful thing. I think sometimes we take that for granted. And I would honestly say the last several years have seemed less, quote unquote, boring than the first 10 years maybe. And I think that's often because the first 10 years was so wrapped up around our kids.
Yeah.
That the last couple years, sure, it's been wrapped up around our kids, but we've been able to do things on our own and explore things on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that has kind of recreated the excitement, because when you don't have kids on your vacations or wherever you're going, you get to choose what you want to listen to. You get to reminisce. You get to listen to, you know, old school stuff, new stuff. You get to go eat where you want to eat. You get to, it's not going to be fast food. It's going to be places where you could discuss. And then you get to see things, movies and places.
Well, you're connecting also with each other. And I mean, what better way to show your kids that you're united as well when you're spending time with one another? And it helps kids feel very secure when their parents' relationship is happy and healthy.
Yeah. And I think that would be a big tip I'd give to parents with kids, is I know from experience how easily it can fall into a cycle of everything about my kids, you know, travel, sports, to commitments, to, you know, you could, and, you know, especially with a lot of times both parents working, you can lose that connection and that togetherness. And I really would suggest you to make sure you have me time, and me time being really us time. That's the phrase I meant, mm-hmm. not me time, but us time where it's back to the relationship and to make sure that's fostered, because if that's taken care of, then the whole house will benefit.
Even if it's something as simple as taking a walk together. Some people, you know, you can't travel all the time, but you still need that connection. Have a date night. It's so important.
Yours truly, April, has a great question.
Is it your turn to go or mine?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm going to jump the gun.
Okay.
Because this is such a good question.
I have a good one as well.
Yours truly, April, says, if you could write a book about each other, what would be the title?
Ooh.
How good of a question is that?
That is a great question.
So what would you call the title?
What would I call the title? Okay.
That is the biggest smile I've seen on you all day. So I'm ready.
All right. Okay, easy, TJ. I would say something like the loving man.
Sweetie. Are you done? Or?
No, because I'm trying to put loving and patience in one, because that is you. That's you. So that's how I think of you.
Sweetie, I love you, but that title seemed a bit boring. Are you saying I'm boring? Because the loving...
Well, okay. No, I'm trying to think of those are the words, the two words that I think about when I think of you.
What would the title be? Say it one more time. Drum roll?
The patience of a loving man. I don't know, something like that.
Okay. All right.
Everybody knows you're sexy, so... Oh.
I would say
cat got your tongue?
Yeah, it is hard when you're on the spot.
Exactly.
I would say a beautiful soul.
Oh, wow.
It's a nice name.
That's a nice
name.
That's
what you are, honey. You're a beautiful soul. And you like that name?
Sure.
You don't look too happy with
that. I'll take it. I like it.
You sure?
Yeah, the inside is so important.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I think even though you're beautiful on the outside, I think you're... More, are you going to get mad at me for saying even more beautiful on the inside, or is that okay?
That is totally fine.
Okay.
I'm okay. I'm secure with who I am.
That's right, girl. Do your thing. Okay. go ahead, sweetie. Your turn on the questions.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Emily Rebecca X, what is your favorite memory together as a couple? I have one.
Go ahead.
Okay. One of my all-time favorite memories. Mm-hmm. Is the day that we had Rio.
Yes. That was a special day.
It was such a magical day. The first reason is because we didn't know the sex of Rio.
The first child that we decided to do that for
was
Rio.
Out of all six kids, our last one, we said, hey, what does it matter? Yeah. Like, let's wing it. Yeah. And some of our friends recommended that. And I am so happy that I stuck with it. Now, I will tell you guys, when I was about 7 or 8 months pregnant, you wanted to kind of give in and say, honey, should we just find out? I don't think I can handle it anymore.
Okay, so let me explain why. Because at that point, I had Royal and the two girls.
Yes.
So there was a bit of me who wanted another boy to balance it out.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I was enjoying being a father of girls so much, I actually didn't mind having another daughter.
Right.
Which is why I agreed and okayed the idea of not finding out till birth. But then as time went and as we got closer to the date, it got harder for me to hold on. And I think I started to sway to wanting a boy to balance it out. And I was so young with Royal that I wanted a boy to re-experience having a son.
Yes.
And that started to weigh on me. So yes, I was putting pressure, but we didn't give in. And I will say this.
No, I didn't give in.
I will say this. The minute Rio came out.
Rio, yep.
And I saw he was a boy. That was such an amazing, amazing feeling.
I don't think I can ever have that exact feeling. Well, obviously not that exact feeling, but I don't think I could feel something like that.
So would you suggest to anyone
again?
Would you suggest to anyone who's pregnant to wait?
100%. That was such an amazing experience. And because, you know, at the end you kept saying like, I don't care what it is. I really don't. I knew you wanted a boy. Your reaction told me that you wanted a boy all along.
I honestly don't think it was all along. I think it was like the last couple months. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was a sporting event I went to or wanted to go to. And I was like, that would be cool to go with. I really didn't mind in the first 6 months.
I don't think I've ever seen you as happy as I did that day.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It was an amazing memory. So that's my memory.
Okay. Well, I still have to give mine, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So that is probably the best. That would be mine too. But I'm going to change it up and do something a little off. But I think, you know, our Spain trip.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing.
That was a lot of fun. And when we first were together, we were like parents. You know, we already had Sage and Lexi.
And I was terrified to leave the kids for more than a night.
You were terrified to leave a kid. So we kind of began our relationship as parents.
Yes.
And Spain, I'm sure there were other trips, but Spain was a real trip where it was like we were dating. And we went to Madrid and Barcelona. Mm-hmm. And is it Barcelona?
It's sure. Barcelona. Okay.
So we went to Spain, went to Madrid and Barcelona, and had such a good time because it was the first time. And granted, we both have Latin backgrounds, but we both can't really speak the language as well as nearly as well as we should. So that was kind of cool because we were getting to practice and laugh and enjoy the time in Madrid learning the language. And then when we went to Barcelona, we both always wanted to go. And we got to just be near the water and at the same time go out. And
it was beautiful.
Our favorite restaurant was across from our hotel. So we kept going there. The waiter was fun. And
we're pretty simple like that. I love that.
Yeah, so that trip was probably my favorite experience with you as a couple. Okay, so FMYT wants to know, was Francis hesitant about the fame of the Jackson family while dating? Whilst dating? That's supposed to be whilst dating?
Maybe that's how they spell it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, I swear I feel like I have no confidence in my sense of English and grammar right now.
That's what smartphones and computers does to us.
Well, you're probably right.
Yeah.
So you bought yourself some time. was Francis hesitant about the fame of the Jackson family while dating? Go ahead. You could say it.
I don't think so. Do you think I was?
I don't think so. You were.
It was definitely different for me, but I also can I
yeah, say it. This is the Family Rules podcast, baby. You got to say it.
Fame doesn't matter to me. It never has.
I didn't think you were going to say that, but that is true. But go ahead.
It doesn't.
Yeah, I will say this. You are the first girlfriend I've ever had. Well, we're the first girlfriend that never asked me for anything.
You do say that intrigued you.
That very not only intrigued me, but that was really cool. You never asked me to meet a family member or to go here or what was this like or can we go do this or can I get a signature?
But that's kind of common sense. Oh. I mean, you're the person I like. You're the person I want to spend my time with. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about your family at that time.
You know what, though, honey? That's like I said, you were the first person that I've experienced that was like that. And it was a nice, refreshing feeling. And I think that's what made me more secure and know that you are the right one.
I was never like, oh my gosh, he's a Jackson. Never. Yeah. I thought it was cool that your uncle was Michael and your dad was Tito. I thought that was cool, but mm-hmm. it just didn't make me want to be with you more because of it.
Yeah. Well, I felt that, and that's really cool. Really fulfilling, and especially for me, who's very critical of making sure the person I'm going to be with is the right person.
Yeah, I feel like you were very careful in the beginning.
And it's not necessarily that if you did, it was just a confirmation that you liked me for me.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
I truly did, though.
Okay, your turn or mine?
It's mine.
All right, let's hear it.
I have a question here from I am Ubistar or I Amy Ubistar. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think that says, honey?
I think it says, well, it depends how you want to look at it, but I think it's I Amy Ubistar. No, I am Ubistar.
I am Ubistar. Okay. That's what I would say. Okay. She's got a few questions.
Nice.
But here's the question. How did you two meet? Was it love at first sight? Did Francis have a crush on you before you met? Hmm. Before you two met? I will answer the last one really quick.
Okay.
No, I didn't have a crush on TJ before we met. I did. I'll be honest. I saw you on BET once and you looked like you were probably 12.
But I wasn't 12.
So I thought you were really cute mm-hmm. in a sense of a little boy cute.
Wow.
And then I saw you when you were 20 and it was like, hey.
So you saw me first and thought of me like, oh, how sweet. He's a sweet boy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he's so cute.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know.
So like, you're in Texas seeing anything? The video?
It was actually up north when I lived in California.
And wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was these three, I called you boys at the time, three boys that looked like teenagers. And I thought you were cute, but it was more like little boy cute.
Little did you know.
And little did I know. Saw you a few years later hey.
Okay, so there's that answer. And then what was another question
for Okay, me? The other one was...
Refocus, Franny.
Was it love at first sight?
I don't know about love at first sight, but there was definitely spark at first sight, I think.
There was attraction, for sure.
I remember seeing you and like being like mesmerized and like saying she's cute. And then...
I'll never forget that look really? On your face. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. You looked at me like I was about to be a snack.
Well, that's funny. And then you came up to me, though.
Yeah, I did.
You came up to me.
After you were too chicken.
I just got there.
He had all like that, you know, he had, what I don't know, like you had the nerve to look me up and down and be like, dang, girl. But you didn't come up to me.
Was I looking at you like that?
Yes, honey, you were. And that's why my friend was like, you are not leaving here until you at least go say hi to him.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, this guy's supposed to say hi to me.
Yeah.
And then, but good thing I did. Look, girls, you see something you want, go for it.
That's right.
I learned that lesson for sure.
Yeah, I'm not happy you did. I'm very happy you
me
did.
Me too.
Very cool. Okay. Well, and we've answered this on our YouTube, so. Yeah. If you don't know, we have a YouTube channel. Make sure you go and visit and subscribe and you'll hear more answers. And we do this Q&A type of thing every week. So
it's been fun. Live Q&A on YouTube.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So I, the actor, asks or says, hello, TJ. Who do I think is the better listener between you two? You're smiling. So yeah, I guess...
She said TJ. So I'm gonna see what you come up with.
Okay. So it's probably you.
Why is it probably me?
Because my mind wanders.
I knew you were going to say that.
Is that not the answer?
I believe that's completely true.
Yeah, I sometimes have a hard time paying attention because I'm thinking of so many different things. So I hear it, but sometimes I'm not listening.
He tunes out a lot. Yes.
Can you tell when I'm tuning out?
100%.
So what do you...
And you know what, you guys? We'll be in a full-on conversation. It could be serious, too. Full-on conversation. And literally, honestly, I will see TJ start to tune out. So I'll just kind of leave the room. Literally after an hour, TJ will text me or call me and say, where'd you go? Not even realizing... That I left. It's the truth. Honey, where'd you go?
There's times, I kid you not, where we're talking and I don't hear any, like it's like a dream, you know, and then you hear the voice come more and more. Mm. And you know what that voice, what you're saying when it's starting to come back? You want to know what it's saying? You're not even paying attention. That's the voice that like wakes me out of my fog. It's like, you're not even paying attention, so I guess I'll just tell you later. And exactly, that's what
And
you
then
say.
So many times, I'll see him tune out, and I'll really have something important to tell him or something about the next day, and I'll forget because I knew I didn't have TJ's attention at that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's quite interesting.
So it is definitely Francis.
It's the blank stare.
And it's not always, I do it with a lot of people. So everyone out there, if we ever meet, connect... if you quiz me sometimes, I may fail that quiz. It's no disrespect for you. It's just a condition I have.
It is. So we got to work on that.
We will. Your turn, my love. Your turn.
It's my turn, eh? Okay. A lot of people say no questions, but I want to see you both happy forever. That's so sweet. That was from Dazzle Beauty 18.
Nice. Thank you, Dazzle. I have a question from Vanessa Smiths. Do you know about the five love languages and do you practice this in your relationship?
Yeah.
We actually do know about the five love languages.
You did read that book, right?
By Gary Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great book. And I agree with it. I believe in it. And basically the premise is there's five languages of love. And each person has a main language that talks to them.
Mm-hmm.
I always forget the specific languages, but some are language of appreciation, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Giving gifts. Touch. Words of affirmation.
Yeah.
But anyway, do we practice those, Francis? And I will say this. On our mirror, I have...
I was going to ask you what my love language was.
It's on the mirror, right?
Yeah.
And I still...
You put it on the mirror.
Yeah. It was touch, right?
No, my love.
It's either touch or...
Well, it depends. Because what I love most is seeing you as a father. So I don't know what that would relate to.
I don't know if that's a specific love language.
Well, I'll tell you this. You have love language and then Francis love language. And then under it, you have Rio.
Yeah. Yeah, because I wanted to know what each child's love language is too. Because it's an important thing for parents to know what their kids react to. Some kids love gifts. Some kids love affirmations. Some kids love being held. So there's different languages that speak more so to specific kids and we all have our love language. So I think it's a great book. And I think it's, I'll put the book in the description. But it's a great question. And yes, although I can't articulate it, it's something that I think we do kind of practice because we both read the book.
Okay. This one is from, I want to say it's Nikki Feggi.
Okay.
Or Nisi Feggi. I'm not sure. I'm maybe butchering that. I'm sorry. This question is, Francis, what do you love most about TJ and why?
Hmm.
What I love most about you, honey, is I would say your humbleness, your love, and you're just a great person. You're an all-around great person.
Thank you, honey.
It's true. But you're so humble.
Humility is important.
Yeah, you're so humble, and I believe that you really do try to lead with love. That's the most special thing about you.
Well, that's so
sweet. So thank you for that.
That's sweet. Thank you for those words. And we'll go to another great question from True Friend I Am. Great name. Will you both do a puberty talk with the D and Joe, and how do you feel about it?
We actually have done it with Dee Dee. Yeah. How do we feel about it? It can be difficult.
But it's important.
It's very important. It's part of life. And, you know, they teach that in school, I would say fifth grade now.
Okay.
Is it fifth grade? Here it's fifth grade. And, you know, we've talked to Dee Dee about it before. You know, I wanted to be the one to you know, tell her what I thought first, but then she learned a bit in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a very important conversation that you need to have, because I feel like once they start going through puberty and even a little bit before, you'll notice the changes in their demeanor and their attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to have that talk.
I think that there's just so much change going on that they may be embarrassed about,
mm-hmm.
or not understand. And if we don't have that talk, it can lead them to trying to find the answers themselves, especially in today's internet-based world.
Oh, yeah. They can find out everything.
And we don't want that to happen. We want them to have a clean, positive version of the truth, first and foremost, to mm-hmm. establish that base before they discover, you know, nonsense or you know, non-true or just, you know, a little bit excessive ways of learning about things.
It's funny because the girls, Dee Dee and Joe, they're just very like funny and open.
And we don't usually do them together. So people know we'll have our own little talks. And I actually like that method better because to me, it allows it to come from both sexes and it also reconfirms in different ways what is important to know about the puberty stage. So I'm a big fan of doing it separate. And I think like some kids are going to be more comfortable asking certain questions to each parent. And
yes.
Sometimes they don't want the other parent to hear. That's just the truth.
Yeah.
And doing it separately at different times gives kids the opportunity to handle it different. Okay, this will be the final question. You ready?
I'm ready.
XS Ams XO wants to know, did our relationship get stronger when we both got told about Rio's condition? And for everyone who doesn't know, our youngest son, Rio, has profound hearing loss in his right ear.
Yes.
So he only hears really out of his left ear. As far as the question, did our relationship get stronger? I don't know if the answer's the word is stronger, but I will say it was, in a way so, because I think it did. It was our first time going through this kind of a situation. After all these kids, this was the first child that had a significant kind of issue at birth.
Yes, and I felt at that moment, it was really difficult for you. I don't know if it was more so because of you being a musician and music is very important to you. I'm not sure what it was. I just felt like you took it hard and I felt like I had to be the stronger one in that moment.
Yeah. So it has nothing to do with music.
No,
not at all.
What is it, honey?
It's the fact that I couldn't protect my son.
Yeah.
And that and me just feeling like I let him down or some type of a guilt, you know, and also me being like a perfectionist. I wanted my son to feel like
anytime wrong. He says that word,
I didn't want my son to have anything wrong. Well, and I think that's a normal thing. You know,
you didn't want him to struggle. That's what it is. You didn't want him to have that struggle in life.
I didn't want him to be treated any different, you know, positive way or negative way. I wanted him to just be normal and let him be him. And now I've learned to accept that is him. It is part of him being him. And in time, I've been able to mature into this position. And it's been such a great thing. And what I can say is Rio's incredibly happy. You know,
extremely.
And he's very open about his situation and he's very accepting about it. And my goal is at this point, besides protecting his good ear, is to protect that mentality he has, because I think that mentality is crucial for him and his happiness in his life. So if Rio, if you're listening to this as an older man, you've always been very strong and comfortable in your own skin.
I love it. That is
the power in you. And I think that's something that he's had on his own since he was a baby. And that's something that us as a parents and as a family, that's what we're protecting. Is there's nothing wrong with Rio. Rio's Rio. And I'll say this, I feel like he has incredible hearing. So
he was our lightest sleeper as a baby.
And on top of that, there's extra little skills I feel like Rio's developed from maybe his situation. So I used to think, and it used to hurt me more than it does now, you know, and again, it's not easy for any parent who may be dealing with a similar issue, but just our thing is to just love your child and help them become as confident and happy as possible and let them know they're special and unique in a good way.
And I do, you know, to go back to the question, I do feel like it did make our relationship stronger.
Nice.
It was great to be able to lean on each other.
Okay, so there are so many great questions that I'm thinking we have to do a part two.
There is a lot of good questions.
Whether that's next week or at some point, we're going to save all the questions and we will get to them. So for everyone who asked a question, we thank you. But we have to wrap up because we're already past 30 minutes. So it's time to wrap up. And is there anything you want to say, my love?
No. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Actually, there is something I want to say, and that is happy 13th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And I am so grateful and blessed to be on this journey with you.
Thank you, my love. I feel the same way. And I will say a similar thing. I love you and thank you for dealing with me and supporting me on my life and letting me lead my family the best I can. And I love you. I can't wait for tonight.
Easy, honey. Here's the quote for the day. You know you're in love when you don't want to fall asleep because reality is finally better than your dreams. That is by Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
Cool. Spitting the knowledge.
Spitting the knowledge. Okay, here we go. We're closing the show. We want to remind everyone before we close that if you're liking the podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or any of your favorite podcasts that you may be listening on. It really helps us, and don't forget to tell a friend. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us today. And make sure you subscribe or follow us. And finally, remember,
love is the answer.